It's Wednesday, April 26th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Ugandan Muslim extremists stabbed a Christian evangelist to death earlier this month. A local pastor told Morningstar News, quote, "Herbert was very effective in evangelistic activities. His acts of supporting and helping preachers were seen in Muslim circles as misleading many Muslims who left Islam and joined Christianity, especially young men and women. As the body of Christ, we have lost a devoted servant of Christ." End quote. The killing is the latest of many attacks on Christians in Uganda. Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death." Anglicans from around the world met last week in Kigali, Rwanda, for the 4th Global Anglican Future Conference. The assembly issued a communique called the Kigali Commitment. The document affirms the authority of God's word and calls to repentance those in the Anglican Communion who support sexually perverted lifestyles. The Church of England has led the departure from Scripture in their support of homosexuality. Now, global Anglicans are rejecting the leadership status of the Anglican branch in England. Anglicans at the conference represented about 85% of Anglicans worldwide. Yesterday, President Joe Biden officially announced he is running for re-election next year. Biden said his campaign is about fighting for more freedom.
"Personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans. There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred. That's been the work of my first term, to fight for our democracy.
This shouldn't be a red or blue issue.
To protect our rights, to make sure that everyone in this country is treated equally and that everyone is given a fair shot at making it."
Apparently, these freedoms include killing unborn babies and living sexually perverted lifestyles. Galatians 5:13 warns, "For you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." A new Reuters Ipsos poll came out on Monday. The poll found about two-thirds of voters do not want Joe Biden or Donald Trump to run again. Along party lines, 44% of Democrats don't want Biden to run again, and 34% of Republicans don't want Trump to run again. 61% of Democrats said Biden is too old to work in government, while only 35% of Republicans said the same of Trump. Biden is expected to have little opposition for the Democrat presidential nomination. Trump is the leading candidate among Republicans at 50%, followed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at 24%. A hypothetical contest between Biden and Trump in the survey found Biden winning 43% to 38%. The Texas Senate passed a bill last Thursday requiring public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments. The bill passed the Senate 17 to 12 and heads to the state's House of Representatives. Republican State Senator Phil King authored the bill. He said the bill, quote, "restores religious liberties that were lost and reminds students all across Texas of the importance of a fundamental foundation of American and Texas law, the Ten Commandments," end quote. The Texas Senate also passed a bill to allow public school students and employees to pray and read the Bible. Meanwhile, in North Dakota, the state's Republican governor, Doug Burgum, signed a heartbeat bill into law on Monday. The law bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, with some exceptions. The sixth-week mark of pregnancy is when a baby's heartbeat can easily be detected. North Dakota is now the 15th state to ban or restrict most abortions. To its credit, North Dakota is also the latest state to ban transgender drugs and surgeries on children. Governor Burgum signed the bill into law last Wednesday. Other states which have protected children include Arkansas, Indiana, Tennessee, South Dakota, Iowa, Mississippi, and Florida. And finally, a recent poll from the nonpartisan and objective research organization at the University of Chicago found that only 12% of Americans say they are very happy. It's the lowest score for happiness since they started tracking it in 1972. People who said they are very happy were also very likely to say They valued strong relationships, marriage, and the belief in God. Psalm 146:5 says, "Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 26th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.